If they ever put me on trial for murder, the temptation to burst into a rendition of the Cell Block Tango from Chicago would be impossible to resist, because that bastard who lived next door had had it coming from the moment he moved in 6 months ago, and never more so than today. It had been nearly 8 in the morning before I'd finally managed to throw myself into bed after my 12-hour night shift, and while 8 years in the ambulance service meant I was vaguely used to them, it didn't mean I liked them, especially when they were like last night, stressful and emotionally draining. I might have gotten into this job to help people, and I knew a lot of the situations we got called out to were emotional, but that didn't mean I appreciated people shouting at me because we hadn't appeared in the blink of an eye, or because they didn't think I was doing my job properly. The only thing that had gotten me through the last 3 hours, especially when stuff had kicked off with some drunk students trying to climb over a wall and collecting, between them, a broken arm, a broken ankle, 2 concussions, a dislocated shoulder, and a metal spike embedded in their calf, had been the thought that I would have 10 glorious days off before my shifts kicked in again. Because trying to explain to an absolutely wasted 19-year-old that he needed to not pull the rusty bit of metal out of his leg had been like trying to explain nuclear physics to a corgi, except the corgi would probably have been less belligerent about it. How half these students managed to make it through their degrees and become functional adults was a secret known only to the powers that be, and even then I thought any powers that were spent half their time laughing their heads off. I'd finally crawled home, dumped my uniform in the washing basket, and collapsed into bed with a plan of sleeping until at least mid-afternoon. But the Welsh bastard I had the misfortune of living next to had other ideas. I wasn't sure what woke me first, the guitars, the drums, or the thumping techno bass, but none of them were appreciated. My body tried to fight the disturbance for as long as possible, desperately hoping it could convince my brain to ignore it and go back to sleep. I'd never been a light sleeper. I'd once slept through an entire thrash metal set at Download Festival, but not even the dead could have slept through the horrific techno metal mashup currently pouring through my bedroom walls. I groaned and pulled a pillow over my head in a basic effort to muffle the noise, but the result was little more than fuck all. My hand shot out, reaching around for my phone, clinging to the hope that if I kept my eyes shut, then I could fall asleep again at any second, even though I already knew it was too late. I was awake, and nothing was going to change that. Screw the idiot next door, and screw whichever idiot decided to fuse thrash metal and techno together in some unholy mix of the loudest parts of both genres. The clock on my phone said it was barely past 10 in the morning, meaning I'd had 2 hours sleep if I was lucky, and I was not spending my first day off like a zombie. I'd done enough of that in my early 20s, working relief shifts with back-to-back nights for days on end and emergency call-ins on my supposed days off. Those years were probably why nothing with caffeine did anything for me. With a series of muttered grumbles that probably made me sound like an irritated cat, I rolled myself into a sitting position and stared with half-open eyes at my bedroom wall. I could hammer on it and shout at the bastard through the old brickwork in the hope he heard me, but there was a good chance he'd just ignore me or pretend he couldn't hear anything. With how loud the music was, he might not even have to pretend. I doubted even hitting the wall with a mallet would get his attention. God, why couldn't he wear headphones like everyone else? Screw you, I said to myself in a low, rough voice as I heaved myself to my feet and began searching for some clothes. Given the state of my underwear drawer, I really needed to do some washing. Commando it was. I grabbed a pair of grey joggers that were semi-decent and an old Download hoodie that had once been black, but was now more of a faded dark grey. The lettering on the back listing the lineup had started to peel and flake as well, and I knew I should probably stop wearing it if I wanted to keep it, but it was so comfy and perfectly worn in, and I'd rather wring the life out of it and enjoy wearing it than having it sit in a drawer, rotting away, where I'd forget it was even there. After all, what was the point of having it if I wasn't going to get any use out of it,